There is also evidence that the drugs may cause serious harm. One example is described by Michael Biggs of Oxford University in a letter published on April 26 in the Journal of Pediatric Endocrinology and Metabolism. Bone mineral density, BMD, usually rises sharply in puberty, but of 24 GIDS patients who had been prescribed puberty blockers, a third had BMD scores in the bottom 2% of their age groups, more than 2 standard deviations below the mean. One patient, who began puberty blockers aged 12, suffered 4 fractures by the age of 16. That medical history, says Dr. Biggs, would usually be enough to diagnose osteoporosis, normally a disease of the elderly. Animal studies suggest puberty blockers may cause cognitive damage too. Cross-sex hormones have been linked to heart disease, strokes, and sterility. The combination of rising prescriptions and flimsy evidence leads some doctors to fear a medical scandal is brewing. Others think that the only scandal would be to change course. A bill before Canada's Parliament, for instance, would leave affirmation as the only legal treatment for gender dysphoria. The argument continues.